And finally, staying with church news, Pope Benedict today met with the Italian pro-life group Pro Vita. Philippa Hitchin reports.
Pope Benedict XVI received nearly 800 members of Italy's Movement for Life on Monday in the Hall of Benedictions. Noting that the group's visit coincides with the 30th anniversary of the legalization of abortion in Italy, Pope Benedict said it is more and more difficult to defend human life on a practical level because the last 30 years have seen a progressive reduction in the value of human life, together with a growing mentality that entrusts such values to individual judgment.
La vostra visita cade a 30 anni.
The Pope said one effect of this is a reduced respect for the human person, a value, he said, which is fundamental to every civil society, independent of the faith professed. The Holy Father encouraged the group to continue and increase its efforts to secure legislation that recognizes the dignity of the family founded on marriage and provides support to those in need.
Occorre aiutare con ogni strumento legislativo la famiglia per facilitare la sua formazione e la sua opera educativa.
The Holy Father also recalled the 60th anniversary of the Universal Declaration on Human Rights, of which he spoke recently at the United Nations in New York, saying human rights then must be respected as an expression of justice, not merely because they are enforceable through the will of the legislators. The promotion of human rights, he said, remains the most effective strategy for eliminating inequalities between countries and social groups and for increasing security. Recognizing that the causes which bring people to painful decisions such as abortion are many and complex, Pope Benedict said the Church, faithful to the Lord's commandment, never tires of repeating that the sacred value of every person's existence is rooted in the design of the Creator, and also moves people to promote every initiative that helps women and families to welcome new life. I'm Philippa Hitchin.